AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. China has announced retaliatory tariffs on select American imports and an antitrust investigation into Google. Those announcements came just minutes after a sweeping levy on Chinese products imposed by President Trump took effect. Senior economist Gary Ng says China appears to be choosing retaliatory tariffs that will position itself for negotiations, but won't disrupt vulnerable supply chains too much.
So if you look at the magnitude, China is probably trying to engineer a similar cost of around 10% of tariff that U.S. has put on China, but it's just China decide that it's going to take a more targeted approach to minimize a certain supply chain disruption that it may able or it could have suffered.
The U.S. has paused tariffs against Canada. AP correspondent Rob Gillies reports President Trump's tariff policies have left a bad feeling among Canadians.
Canadians are furious. They're upset. They are not buying American goods all of a sudden. They're looking to see on the label where things are made. They're booing the American national anthem at sporting events in Canada, NHL games, NBA games. Canadians feel like the relationship with the United States is now broken, that after centuries of close ties and family ties, they feel betrayed.
Tulsi Gabbard, President Trump's pick to be Director of National Intelligence, has moved a step closer to Senate confirmation. The Senate Intelligence Committee voted behind closed doors this afternoon to advance her nomination to a full Senate vote. Also earlier, a Senate panel divided starkly among partisan lines voted to advance the nomination of Robert Kennedy Jr., sending his bid to oversee the Health and Human Services Agency to the Senate floor. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a 21st century version of a funhouse.
A museum in Miami takes guests through a 21st century funhouse of mind-boggling illusions. Paradox Museum Miami focuses on optical illusions and is meant for an audience geared for the age of Instagram. Each immersive paradox is uniquely tied to the community.
As you walk throughout the experience, you'll notice different themes and art installations that directly reflect not only Miami, but the Wynwood community specifically.
Museum Executive Director Samantha Impellizzeri says many of the exhibits look like the old carnival fun houses. There's a mirror maze, the spinning tunnel, and the upside down room.
Kids are encouraged to touch and play and manipulate everything.
The big difference is the Paradox Museum explains the math and science behind each illusion. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
You can't make the most of your data if it's stuck in different silos. If it's scattered across the cloud, on-prem, and with your apps, then it's hard to access, hard to work with, and increasingly expensive. Now you can see it all and manage it all from one place. Welcome to Data Done Right. You can start managing your data, not your infrastructure. It's unified, simple, secure, and it's only with a Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.